Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. Today on the program, I am joined by veteran Carl Gray and veteran Alicia Geary Dale, talking about their years of service to our country in honor of today, Veterans Day. Good morning, Sergeant Gray.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Let me preface by saying thank you. Thank you. Can you tell our listeners which branch of the military you served for and when?
Okay, well, 1963 I was drafted into the Army, the regular Army, and I served there on active duty until at 65. Went on to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri for basic training, and then California, Fort Ord for advanced training, which happened to be when President Kennedy was shot. Then I went to Fort Ord, California for more training after being in Fort Leonard Wood for basic. Then I went to Fort Lee, Virginia, where I worked. And while there, I did take a journey over into a flight over to Europe and everything. So, and then I got out of there when I was released, and I said, never again. And about 10 years later, I joined the 224th Iowa Army National Guard unit down in Ottumwa. Stayed with them 6 years, and I switched over to the 132nd Air Guard unit in Des Moines, which no longer exists except for the drones, I guess. So.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And so I really enjoyed my time in one way, but I wasn't so sure about it, but I'm glad now I did do the rest of the tour. So.
What are your feelings on today's event? How did today affect you?
Oh, I thought it was very good. I think so. As one of the speakers mentioned, I've often thought, they always thank us for your service, and I appreciate that when you do that. But that's great. But what we fight for, whether it goes stateside or otherwise, and then pay the ultimate, like the Greatest Generation, I think, World War II vets, I think it's pretty apropos now, too, because we're in this political season. We're going to be selecting new representatives. So when we don't even get involved by simply going to a meeting or listening to our candidates, I think that's a responsibility of the civilians, whether they retired or not, particularly those that haven't done any military, be the soldiers on the front standing up for our God-given rights and also our society and look out for those that are in need without necessarily going overboard, but also realize that we have a responsibility. And I think that's one of the saddest things, I think, is we can thank the vets and appreciate their service and through these active duty, but if you don't do your job as a citizen, I think you're shortchanging us and yourself. Thanks. Let me join you, or thanks. Let me carry on the cause. Because whether you're in the civilian or military world, that has to go on because the generations come. You can't just sit back and do nothing, or just sit back and collect something because you think it's your right when you've done nothing to earn it, or don't have the responsibility to carry out the requirements of life and faith.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for coming out.
I'm here with Alicia Geary Dale, retired Sergeant First Class, served 24 and a half years. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fine.
Good. Can you tell us what branch of the military you were with?
Yes, I was with the U.S. Army. I was active component and reserve and active reserve during that time. On active duty, I was stationed on the East Coast. Then I transferred to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, took drill sergeant training, and was a drill sergeant there for 3 years in artillery. Then I went directly into the reserve and started to train in the medical field because that was what I really originally wanted to do when I went in back in 73. So I was in during the latter part of Vietnam. I was still in during the Gulf Wars, beginning, and I retired in 1997. Originally, when I came in, it was still Women's Army Corps. So those first 2 years, we were still, we were not regular Army, we were Women's Army Corps. At the end of Vietnam, then we had to consolidate with the men and become regular Army. That's when we started wearing their uniforms and their boots, and until they could get us set up as with women's actually, uniforms and boots that fit.
What was the biggest difference between Women's Army Corps and joining regular Army?
It was the exposure probably to the males, having male supervisors, which we did not have in the Women's Army Corps. All of our officers, our supervisors, our trainers were all female. That was a very, very big adjustment, because it was like having brothers and fathers telling you what to do, which you had just left home, so you didn't have to have.
Sure.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest adjustment. And a lot of them, our trainers, when we became regular Army, a lot of our trainers were then Vietnam veterans. We had a lot of Vietnam veterans training us, which we received excellent training, because that was the beginning of women having to learn to use the weapons and go to the field, and we really did have excellent trainers, and I was very happy for that. I'll always be happy that I did it.
Well, we're all grateful that you did.
Thank you.
As a woman and as a citizen, a civilian, were you ever deployed?
No.
No.
I was not. In Vietnam, it was the last 2 years when I first went in.
Okay.
Then I got older and older. By the 90s, I was getting near the retirement time.
Okay.
And I was a trainer, and so I was needed here in a stateside to train more soldiers than I was needed there.
What did today's event mean to you?
Oh, it was fantastic, especially what was said about the Vietnam veterans. You know, I was seeing colleagues being mistreated, and that was a very, very, very hard time for those that were in, or for those in my age group. You know, to see that their friends and family were coming back and being treated that way. And it's very good what they're doing now. It's very good. I mean, this brings more unity, I think, to our country. You know, that we recognize everybody for what they've done. And that was draft time. Most of those guys were drafted. They had no choice. And I have a lot more respect for them that they stayed and they went, you know, instead of leaving the country or refusing to go.
Well, I thank you for your service and for your time.
Thank you very
much. This morning. You've been listening to Let's Talk Knoxville with veteran Carl Gray and veteran Alicia Geary Dale talking about their years of service to our country on this Veterans Day 2013. You can download and listen to Let's Talk Knoxville on demand on KNIAKRLS.com on the radio audio media player. Keep it tuned to Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.